All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. About a minute late here, but hit just for those that are tuning in live. I know we got a lot of folks maybe tuning in for the first time. Some of you maybe tuning in haven't tuned in a little while. So we've got a lot of new things taking place at Summit Life Group with SLG. We are really, really excited. So I want to really touch on a lot of things on today's call. If you're kind of tuning in, you maybe haven't in the last several weeks. We've covered a lot over the last several weeks and what we're doing, but I can reach out with different people individually too. But really, really pumped with some of the things we're doing. I want to cover several housekeeping items real quick up front. Just want to mention that the I know we mentioned it yesterday, but we have our 1% club that it's a book that we read together each month to grow. Of course, it's optional, but we just we want to grow together, get 1% better. So we put that in the 1% channel in Slack. But it's Winning with People with John Maxwell. If you've never read it, even if you have read it, it's an incredible book. Obviously, what we do every day is deal with people. I mean, that's just literally what we do as professional salespeople. It's what we all do. It really applies to everybody. But it's really, really, really good book. It's like a modern-day How to Win Friends and Influence People, if you've ever read Dale Carnegie. But to me, it's a lot easier read. But it's really, really, really good book. So if you haven't ever read it, go on Amazon. Or even if you have, get a copy, read, share in the 1% channel if you're, if you're getting nuggets out of it. But I just want to encourage you to pick up the Winning with People. That's our 1% club book that we're reading for the month of October. So I want to make sure and mention that. Another thing I put in Slack, a really good resource that is easy to add phone numbers. And one of the things, if you're working our new, SLG system and leads, we are targeting specific areas. Dave and I are all about simplicity. So everything we're trying to do is how can we keep things simple? And so we can scale simple, because complex is hard to scale, both production and everything. And so what we're doing is trying to be more focused. This helps with so many reasons, licensing and just everything. But so one thing we are finding, and this has always kind of been the case with internet leads, is that in local, somewhat local area codes does help with the pickup rate. And so I shared a resource in Slack in the sales tips, but it's also on our SLG team resource page. But Open Phone, it's openphone.co, or you can actually just download the app in your phone. It's a very inexpensive way. There's no long-term contracts, and it's not very high-tech or anything. It's very easy. You can add a phone number for $10, and you can add additional numbers for $5. And I want to thank Marlene for actually sharing this with me, because she had like 5 different phone numbers. Marlene Appleton, she's had like 5 different numbers, and she'll change them out sometimes. And I'm like, what are you using for that? And it was really inexpensive. She's paying like $25 and a month for 5 different numbers. And so anyway, it's a really easy, Google Voice is good, but Google Voice can be hard to maneuver for people, and it can be, you can't add multiple numbers. So I just want to mention Open Phone for those of you that are maybe you're calling, let's say, for example, Georgia, but you don't have a Georgia number. You can go get a Georgia phone number. It's super simple. If you need any help, we'll help you, but then you can put it in the SLG CRM as your caller ID. And what I mentioned in Slack is whenever me or David or anybody, whenever we close a deal, when we have a client, I always at the end when we're doing the tie down say, let me give you my number that I've had for 20 years, like my cell phone number. I'm never changing it. And we'll even shoot them a text message, say, did you get my text? Okay, save my number. That number, you can call me anytime. So what we recommend doing with clients is give them that personal number that you're never going to get rid of, because we want clients calling us. It usually means they're fixing something or giving us a referral or whatever. So give them that number. But this gives you the ability to get a number. If you ever need to change it, get another one, you can. So Open Phones, a simple resource that you can use. Again, $10 to add a line, not very high tech, and you can add additional lines, I believe, for $5. So it is on our resource page, but I wanted to mention that. I also want to mention, if you're tuning in and you kind of been a little disconnected, that happens sometimes, go to SLG Team, go to the agent login. If you need any help, reach out to us, but just There's a lot of new content on there. You'll even see an SLG University, which is kind of what we're doing for continuing education, putting these conference calls in there. If there's certain topics you're struggling with, the idea is you can find that in there under the SLG University. But even in the getting started information pages, it's a lot of new content all over. So just make sure and check that out if you haven't. Another thing I want to mention is something that Dave and I are really pumped about. We really wanted to do this year, even last year, but just really wasn't the right timing, COVID, everything else. But this is a kind of a new day. We are very excited, and I want to just go ahead and put out there that we are going to do in January the first summit, and we want this to be the annual kickoff, and we're going to announce all the exact details. Our goal is by November 1, but the goal is to do this in January, and we are going to do it in Athens, Georgia, just because we're here, but also Athens is a really, really cool town. If you've never been, it actually is a really, really cool place. We're going to do the goal is kind of do like a Friday evening kind of thing, Saturday. You can drive in, you could fly into Atlanta, we're it's an hour from the airport. But it's a really, really cool town. We want to do it super, super cost effective, but also be an event that I believe can be life-changing for your business. One thing I realized, we do conference calls, we're doing Zooms, we're on the phone, we're a telesales lifestyle, but I just, in my experience, even when I got started in the insurance business, I know David can attest to this. I mean, it was kind of at a conference that my business went to a different level, that I got a different level of belief and knowledge, that I met people that were, high six-figure earners. And I thought, man, you got to pick their brain. If they can do it, I can do it. So I believe this can be a major launching point for your business. We just have such big, we have a big vision for where we're going. We want all of you to go with us, and I think this is going to be an incredible time just to, build relationships. We're all doing this together, hear from people that are in the trenches, so to speak. I mean, we're all, have the headsets on, hear from people with experience, not theory, that are getting results and just sharing, what they do. There's certain things that a lot of you do that do way better than us, but we just want to learn from each other. But we want to do a lot more than that. I think this can be an incredible event. So it's going to be the summit in January. I just wanted to go ahead and mention it. I hope all of you, if you're listening right now, you say, hey, I'm going to be there, because it will also be a lot of fun. It could be a vacation. It's not going to be expensive or anything like that, but it could just be a great time. So I'm wanted to go ahead and just mention that now, because we'll be talking about it. I hope all of you will definitely make a point to be there. And so bring your spouse, that kind of thing. So anyway, I want to give a couple shout outs to Marlene Appleton. I know I mentioned her a second ago with mentioned Open Phone, but she closed a deal already on our new 50 cent lead. And I know she got more in the hopper off a 50 cent lead. And then, Jason Schaefer, I think he shared it in Slack, but Jason, Jason closed his first day on the dialer on our new system. Jason has experience in the field and so forth, but Jason on the first day wrote a 70, I don't remember what the price cost, but wrote on a $1 lead, wrote a deal. And the whole thing is this: look, our goal is we just want to help agents win. We want to win. We want everybody to win. And we want to be able to take all the excuses away, right? And allow anybody the opportunity that wants to, that's hungry, to hop in and be able to be profitable. And part of that is making sure that you are controlling costs, that there's no cost. If people have to spend $1,000 a week to be successful at this business, that's too big of a hurdle for too many people. Okay. And so we just want to remove that. Now, that doesn't mean that top producers, somebody like David or me, if I'm selling full time, it doesn't mean there's top producers that might invest that amount. But my experience is most people are going to, they're kind of comfortable somewhere in that $100 to $600 range. I know we had John Mantooth on here last week, and John is, incredible. He's writing 1 to 2 apps a day. He's staying right in that $500 to $600 range. This week, I think it was even a little bit less. He's extremely profitable. He talked about that last week. you know, and he's able to do, you know, he believes he can write two a day, but regardless, I mean, he's very profitable, you know, doing that. Most agents are kind of going to be in that range, $100 to $600 that they're comfortable investing. It doesn't mean you shouldn't challenge yourself to scale, but you know, it's your top producers, your 20K plus producers that are trying to write 20K plus. They're the ones that are going to be spending more, maybe spending is the wrong word, investing $1,000 a week, right? David, like, he's totally comfortable, you know, $1,500 a week, but again, higher, you know, producing at a higher level. The point is, we want to get, there's no reason that, there's nothing to hold people back. And it's not that we want people to only, and I'm recommending that people just stay at a 50 cent or $1 lead, but it, what it does, it gives people an entry point to be profitable, right? If someone invests $100 in a week and they make one sale, guess what? They're profitable, right? They're not working full time, but they're very, very profitable. When you sell a high quality piece of business, a $1,000 AP or something like that, you spend $100, right? You made $900. So this is the, you know, this is a very, very, this can be a very, very profitable business no matter where someone is at. And that's our whole goal. One thing, I'm going to get David on the call. One thing that we are noticing a little bit is that we are selling a higher premium, right? And we are selling a higher quality business. It's possible our app count may be less. And we use David, for example. You know, David, for David, a $10,000 week is a say a great week, right? 10 to 15,000, that's a great week in premium. When he did a couple weeks ago, you know, he'd had a 15,000 a week. Great. That's a great week, right? 7K, I mean, David can attest this. If he's writing 7,000 a week, you know, that's a pretty, you know, that's a good week. It's nothing record breaking for him or anything like that, but it's a good week, right? He's always wanting to hit 10,000, but 7,000 is a good week. When he's under 5,000, right, that would be more of an off week, okay? Now, David, just like everybody, has high weeks and low weeks, but here's the kind of the point I'm making with this is that what Dave and I have been realizing over the last several weeks is that we're really shifting a little bit more to paying attention to our premium that we're writing. We were always, and we still focus on apps, but at the end of the day, if David writes, I'm using him as an example, but if David were to write 7,000 AP, that's a great, that's a good week, right? If he writes 10,000 AP, that's a great week. If he only had to write 10 apps to write 10,000, you know, but before he was having to write 15 apps, it's, you know, it's the same pay. In fact, it's probably more because of the, it's probably more pay because of the quality of business we're writing. So while we're still shooting, yesterday I had a hat trick. I wrote 3 apps in a day, right? Spencer Holmes, you know, he's had some dealing with some, he had a loss, really close friend of his, and had just had some things going on. He was out of pocket for several days, got back on. Boom, Spencer had a hat trick. He wrote three sales all on this new system, on new leads, 3 sales a day. So we're still writing, you know, shooting for those hat tricks, you know, and, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, I know David had a 5 in a day recently, but overall, what we're really paying attention to is our premium, right? Because, you know, if David has a $10,000 week, but he wrote 4 less apps, it doesn't really matter, right? We get paid on premium, not apps. And so what we're finding right now is our average annual premium is higher, okay? The other thing that we're finding, I was just talking to David, I was like, David, do you realize that we haven't written, between he or I, we haven't written a single GI policy this month? Now, I know we're only a week in, but we haven't written a single GI policy. And we haven't written a single policy with a card. Okay. So we're writing higher premium. We're writing GI business, but I'm just telling you, our percentage of GI business is way, way lower, right? We all get paid less on GI, guaranteed issue business, and our persistency is not as good on GI. So all these things are factors to being more profitable. So we're not writing as much GI. We're not writing near as much card business. The GI we are writing, I would say, is a higher quality sale, right? Higher premium, you know, more solid banking and so forth. So I just kind of wanted to point these things out. The business, you know, it looks a little different. It feels a little different, the current leads that we're selling, right? We're going to always be adjusting. But at the end of the day, the goal is to increase profitability. So what I wanted David to come on and share is just kind of maybe some thoughts about, you know, the particular leads we're working, how maybe it's slightly different in terms, it's really the same, but maybe it you know, maybe sounds different or looks different or kind of just some tips of what you're doing, David, to be profitable on these and any thoughts you want to share. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. And I'm excited about all the upcoming events and things just taking place. We got a lot of momentum and we're going to ride this wave. So talking about, you know, some of the things, you know, like some of the smoke screens is kind of the way that we like to look at it. The pushback that you get from these leads, you know, it's all similar. All leads kind of have the same type. They're all going to push back. They're all going to give you objections. And there's no difference with these leads. And my number one goal, just like it's always been, is first to find out and spark interest. Is there an interest in the life insurance? You know, some of the common things that the leads will say is, I've already got it taken care of. I'm covered. I'm not interested. I don't know who did that, et cetera. Well, sometimes, you know, like we've talked about before, it just takes a quick quote, something to get your foot in the door. You know, you got to find a way to dangle the carrot in front of them. And, you know, we've all seen the commercials on TV from Globe Life, you know, get a plan for $9.95 or Colonial Penn, whatever it may be. These TV ads that we know are somewhat, they're not necessarily, well, they're kind of misleading. They're there to spark interest. So it's the same type of approach, and this was Rich's idea, and it's been great, is, you know, find a way to do that with the individual on the phone. You know, for example, when you get the pushback, oh, I've already found something. Well, great. Well, you know you can get coverage for as little as $15 a month. And they may say, oh, really? How much coverage can I get? Well, at that moment, you just got your foot in the door. And it's just about, well, hey, you know, Rich, that's just depending on your health and the amount of coverage that you need. Now, have you ever had life insurance? And at that point, you're able to kind of work your way in. The lead gave you an opening. And so it allows you to kind of push through. So you're going to experience these smoke screens, people who it may not be the right time, which is very common. So, hey, you know, yeah, we can get into the details. If it's not a good time, what's a good time for me to call you back? I can give you the information in less than 1 minute. And then you book an appointment. And then it's about the follow-up. And anytime John Mantooth talks about follow-up or Ryan Brooks and Mark Capper, you know, pay attention because these guys have been doing it a long time, and I draw from them regularly. Because the follow-up, especially with these leads, that's where the money is. You know, you continue to follow up. And one of the things that I've been doing, and I believe I've said this on a few calls now, is when I book an appointment, I let the lead know, look, I'm going to call you at 12 o'clock. If you don't answer, I will call you 3 times in a row. That way you know it's me. And I've never got pushback on that. Now, it doesn't mean that I have 100% success rate on appointments. Far from it. But it at least pushes. Like on Wednesday or Tuesday night, I can't remember which, I called my lead at my 7:30 appointment, just like John said. I was tired, but he always calls. If he said he's going to call, he always calls. So I called him twice in a row. They didn't answer. I went outside to take my trash out, and he called me back at 7:45 p.m. or whatever time it was, and we did the application. That's all about the follow-up. In the past, I would have let that go and called him the next day. Could have lost the sale. So in this business, or with these lead sources, they may not be the exact same words for the smoke screens, but it's the same way you overcome, right? You give them, you dangle a carrot, give them that, hey, you can get coverage for as little as $15 a month. Now, as an agent, we know that may only be $2,000 worth of coverage, but it's about, you know, trying to find some way to allow them to be open up. Because look, they went online and they did this, most of them, right? On occasion, it's a fake number, but a majority of these leads, they were interested. And so your goal is simply just to get the information quick. And then if they are interested at that point, slow it down and work your way through, get them the best thing available. So Rich, that's really kind of what I see right now with the smoke screens. Is there anything that you've experienced any differently?
No, I think that's just what I wanted to highlight is the fact that it doesn't matter what the leads are. You're gonna, like with a telemarketed lead, it's yeah, I told them I really wasn't interested, you know, but it pushed through anyway, right? And we would quick quote them. It just so the what David's saying is the objection you get is it sounds different with a different type of lead, but it's still just a smokescreen. It's sort of like when I go in to look at a store and a salesperson comes up and I'm just looking. Well, I'm not just looking. I'm there to buy, right? So it's that smokescreen. But I mean, what David just said, I can't tell you. I've experienced it too. I had one the other day. Oh, I've already taken care of that. Oh, really? What'd you get? Because I see you could get coverage low as 30. Well, really? And it turns out, yeah, I was looking to get, this was literally, I mean, it wasn't 5 seconds after she told me that she just bought insurance. She said, yeah, I was looking to add 25,000 of coverage. Boom. Ended up writing a $70 a month app. Literally 5 seconds after she told me she had already taken care of it. What people are saying is, oh, I don't think I want to talk to you, so I'm going to tell you I've already taken care of it. So don't buy in every time that they say they've already taken care of it. Or it could be, in their mind, they took care of it by talking to someone and got the quote they were looking for, but they didn't buy from that person, which I look at as an advantage. That's how David, don't you think, David? Like, that's where I think everybody needs to kind of change their mindset a little bit. If you think because you're talking to a lead that's already spoke to someone, that's not a good lead, that's wrong. Like, you need
that's
to
right.
change your mindset around that.
That's right. And one of the things, like when someone says, I've already got it taken care of, my immediate go-to is, great, are you paying more than $30 a month? Because odds are, if they did get something, we all know, you know, they're in that $50 to $100 range. So if they, what my experience told me is, well, yeah, I'm paying more. Oh, good. Well, how much coverage is it for? Because I want to make sure you didn't pay more than you need. Then at that point, oh, I got 20,000. Well, did you get whole life or term? And I'm asking these questions while I'm putting their information in the quoter. That way I can say, well, look, if it was the 20,000, I see that the best price for day one coverage whole life is only going to be 57. How much did you say you were paying? So it's just using, you know, carrots to navigate you closer to finding more information if they're trying to hold it back from you. And by doing that, well, yeah, I did get 20,000, but I'm actually only paying 25 a month. Oh, okay. Well, based on that information, because I'm a broker, so we get to work with all these top-rated companies, the price tells me it could probably be a different product. Did you happen to get it with Globe Life, Colonial Penn, or Lincoln Heritage? And then, yeah, I did. Okay, now did they explain how those policies were? And at that point, you're now peeling the onion back. Because the lead is listening to you, and they're now answering questions truthfully. And at that point, you can start educating the lead. Whether it gets you to a sale or not, it's moving you in that direction, as opposed to just saying, okay, have a great day, and moving on. So many of my sales, you got to push through that initial smokescreen. Right? Wouldn't you agree?
And I think 100%. And I think if people aren't grasping this yet, really what it is, when you're in the field, your goal, I don't care if you're selling insurance or what it is, the old thing of, if you can get in the house, if you cross the threshold, you walk over to the kitchen table, you're now sitting at the kitchen table, then you start discovering things, right? But what people have to realize is, when you get thrown out anything, it could be anything. You just have to literally, you have to get across the threshold in their door with someone. Okay. So that's what David's talking about and what he's so good at. It usually, once you get in there and you start discovering, if they literally just bought a pot, once I really discover the true facts, if they just bought a preferred plan with a company like, I don't know, Mutual or Trinity or something like that, and there's not much I can do for them, then I'm going to say, hey, you got a great plan, Mr. Smith. At least I promise you, and I tell them, I say, look, you keep what you got. That happens sometimes, but what most of the time happens for me, and David, you tell me, most of the time they haven't purchased anything yet, or I had one just the other day that had just bought one with TrueStage for $83 a month, and I could get him family benefit for $70, so I could say, and he hasn't made a premium yet. So he's like, yeah, I want to do that and save $13 a month. He hadn't even made a premium yet. So, and we could save him $13, but most of the time, I would say 80% of the time, they haven't actually purchased anything yet. Would you say that's the case, David?
Absolutely. They spoke to someone. And those are questions to ask. Now, look, did you get a quote or did you do the 20-minute application? And that's when I'll highlight, sometimes an application takes a while. Because I'll say now, did you get a quote or did you go through the 20 to 30 minute phone interview and get the instant results? Well, he told me he was taking care of it. Okay, so he gave you a quote. Now, that's the good news because he gave you a great quote. But the most important thing we need to do, Rich, is make sure that you'd be approved. And now that's the easy part. We do everything together over the phone. We'll get instant results. If you want to pay today, you can. Or if you'd like to push it off until next month, you can. But I want to make sure that you're eligible because if you get denied coverage, everything changes. There could be a two-year waiting period. The price will most certainly go up. So you've got the best quotes. Now we need to make sure you're eligible. So I'm happy to go ahead and get it done for you now since the person you spoke with wasn't able to get that part done for you. Moving yourself closer to completing an application, right, Rich?
100%. And then one other thing you're so good at, David, the you will find, this is true of online leads, well, I was just getting a quote or I want to do some more shopping. I want to do some more comparing. So if someone tells you that, what is your response to that?
I encourage you to do that because I think that's good. You remind me a lot of like my dad and my wife. They like to really make sure they're getting the best deal. So I already know that I'm finding you the best deal because like I said, I shop for you, but I would encourage you to keep shopping. So would you like me to tell you what most people, Rich, in your position like to do? Well,
yes.
What most of them like to do is make sure they'd be approved because there's no commitment. So we can go ahead and go through the full application. We get the results at the end of the application. Once approved, we can go ahead and schedule that payment not to come out until November. That way you can go through, shop. What I know is it'll confirm everything that you and I talked about. If you find something you feel is better, call me. I'll review it. Odds are if it's a lower price, it's because the product's different. So I'm able to explain that to you. But at any given point, if you decide you want to go a different direction, you can. And you never made a payment, but you would even get your policy in the mail and look at it. So if you get denied, everything changes, right? Like I've mentioned before. So let's go ahead and get the application done so we know the results and you can keep shopping. And
yep,
doing that.
I love that.
Yep. That works a lot.
No, what I want to highlight, if you see, David agreed with the client. This is like contrary to what, so he didn't say, oh, that's not smart. He agreed with him. Yeah, keep doing that. So boom, he agreed with it, but he kept moving them forward. That's one thing David did. The second thing David did, and this is my big philosophy with the way I like to think about selling, is he led them, first of all. So that's the second thing he did, is he led them. Here's what we need to do. But then the third thing is he only asked them to make a small step at a time. Because I think what a lot of agents do is they ask for too much at one time. So really the way I view the sales process, even though we may close them one and done, we're asking them, instead of asking them to make one giant step, we're asking them to make five baby steps, and they don't really realize, they're like, oh, I can make that baby step. But then when they're there, they can make the next baby step. And that's kind of what David did. Why don't we first see if we can get you approved? Right? That's a baby step. Now you're starting to get the information. Before you know it, like, David, what was the one you were telling about? The lady said she was going to keep shopping, and she called you back to tell you she was going to keep shopping, and then what'd you tell her at the end? Like, what was that?
Which one? Sorry. Which one?
Yeah, they all run together, but you were laughing because at the end you said, now you called me back or something. You told me you just want to shop, and here we already got you approved.
Yeah,
and she was
right,
all happy.
Right. Yeah, we had it. Yeah, we had spoken a few different times, and we had scheduled an appointment for 3:00. She called me back and said, hey, David, I just want to let you know I don't want to do it today. I want to keep shopping. So let's push it the next one. I said, oh, that's great. Now, since I got you on the phone, it takes us about 8 minutes. We can go ahead and find out if you'd be approved. That way, when you're shopping, you know what to shop for. And she's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Let's go ahead and do it. Boom. Locked it in. $88 a month LBL.
But then what'd you tell her at the end? Y'all are laughing.
Yeah, and I laughed. I said, see, aren't you glad you didn't hang up on me and push off this? You tried to reschedule, and we just got you the best coverage out there, day one coverage. Then we ended up finding out we went to school at the same place in a very remote school in Florida, Marianna, Florida. And so we started joking about that. I said, Indians always stick together because that was our mascot. And it just built it. You know, that's another thing with these leads. They've actually called you. They're just better quality. And because I didn't just, you know, fold and say, okay, I'll call you next week, you know, we know we got the best things out there. Within a few dollars here and there with most companies, they just want to work with somebody that they know and trust. So agreeing with people love people who agree with them. and we do this in a way, agree, yeah, keep shopping. That's great. But you need to know what you're shopping for, right? We need to find out. Most of the time, it's simply because they don't trust you. That is it. The only reason they don't want to apply. Because if they trust you, then they know that they're not committed. They're not obligated to this policy. And they can keep shopping. And people like freedom. People like to know they have the freedom to keep looking to make their own choices. But they also need guidance. And if they can trust you, they'll allow you to guide them. Then they'll confirm. Some people do shop. I had a lead call me to cancel her policy because she wanted to apply term. I said, great, let's do it. What were you quoted? I'll apply you for term. We don't want to cancel your whole life yet because we've got you approved. Let me give you a rule. Never cancel something until you have an approval with something else. So we applied her for a term. Guess what? She was denied coverage. Called her back and said, hey, sorry you got denied. We can look, but thank goodness you didn't cancel that policy before you called me. So people, yep. Once they trust you, they're going to work with you, right? So just agree and 100%. Move forward. Agree and move forward.
Yep. Well, I know we got to wrap it. The last thing I'll say is that these calls are also what we're also doing is getting a lot of more double sales. So, you know, even if you may go longer. Let's say you only write one deal, but they're often leading to a secondary sale because we are building more rapport with these. So just keep that in mind too. Just realize the power of that second sale, add-on sale. I know you're doing a lot of that, David. I mean, we always did, but I feel like we're getting more of it.
Absolutely. Always ask. Always ask. Great, Rich. Yeah. You'll get the policy in the mail. Now, who else can I help? Girlfriend, spouse, anybody else need help with a life insurance policy? You never know unless you ask. And so many, you know, so much business can be done through referrals. And the bigger pipeline you have, the bigger referral program you have. I mean, there was a friend of mine who I've not spoken to, and it's been so long since I spoke to him that I didn't even have his number in my phone anymore. Right, but he saw something that Rich put up, and he sent me a message, needed life insurance, boom. We wrote him two big life insurance policies yesterday at an incredible deal, and I am 1,000,000% certain we'll get tons of referrals through that because it was such a simple process that he's never experienced before. And that's the power of the referral business. You do things the right way. You help them. They're gonna send people your way just like you would. If you had great customer service, why do we keep going back to Chick-fil-A? Because it's the best customer, it's sensational food, but it's the greatest customer service on the planet. You go to places that treat you right. And so just always treat people right, and naturally your business will grow.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, David, thanks, man. This has been incredible. Again, we got so many great things taking place. Go back and listen to the call. Any of you that are brand new, don't be overwhelmed. Go to SLG team. Even like when we're mentioning quoting a term, go to the new getting started. There's a how to quote that. So you kind of, you know, it's pretty basic. So just go watch all of that. But hey, we are fired up and excited. Let's go crush this day and finish the week out strong. So we'll see you guys on Slack. We'll talk to you next week.